Okay, here we go for our final hour of open lines. You make the call and we'll get right to you on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, we're back. Let's go out to Boise, Idaho. By the way, I was out in Boise a month ago. What a great city that is. Corrine, welcome to the program. You are on the air with us.
Hi, George.
Hey.
So great to get to talk to you. I listen to your show every night.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I just wanted to tell you a story. It's about when my kids were little, I was working a lot and I was going to college. And I came home in the afternoon. I was just exhausted. And we laid down on the bed. I said, okay, so we're going to take a nap. And a little while later, I don't know what time it was, I woke up and there was something pulling at my foot.
And you think, it's one of the little ones, right?
No, I looked down at the edge of the bed and there was a light glowing I thought it was an angel. It was light and it was glowing. Of course, the first thing that came to my mind was my mother, who's deceased.
Wow.
But it was just for a second and then it was gone. And I woke up and I looked around. The kids were gone. And I lived about a block away from the railroad tracks. And I looked out the window, and they were playing on the railroad tracks.
Oh, get them off that.
And I got them off the railroad tracks, and not 5 minutes later, a train came through.
Oh, my gosh.
So I definitely believe in guardian angels. There are angels all around us all the time. And we hear so many scary stories and, you know, things about dark creatures, but I'll tell you the truth. There are light creatures, and
yeah.
The light creatures are all around us all the time.
Somebody was telling you, wake up, get those kids off the tracks, and do it right now.
I know, and I just thank God for
that's
that because they're still alive.
Good for you. All right, thanks.
Yeah, that was, Mother's Day. So
you
have a wonderful day.
That's right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't forget Mother's Day, of course, on Sunday for those of you. It's time and space. Unbelievable. Mine is she's going to be 85 this month. May 28th is her birthday. 85 years old. And she's still going strong. Let's go to Kevin in Orange, California. You're on the air with us, Kevin. Thank you for calling.
Hey, George, you're the greatest.
I try. But there are better, but I'm in the hunt.
Yeah, I sometimes say Kevin from heaven, but Orange County is kind of like heaven sometimes.
It sure is.
Anyway, I was listening about the Twilight Zone, different stories and all these things over the years. There was something that I heard back on Art Bell's show, when this is going back a few years. Some of your listeners may remember the guy with the halo. You probably didn't hear about it.
I don't know. What happened?
Well, there were a lot of reports. And I'm a guy that was there in California, down by the beach in Orange County, of a guy that a lot of the young people now, like high school age kids, would crowd around this guy and say that the guy has a halo on his head. Okay.
Something like godlike, right?
Like, you're like a physical halo, not just like you have charisma and you've got a glow, but you've got, okay, so. What would happen was you'd get a crowd forming of mostly kids and stuff, and then they'd start making fun, and they'd say, is the guy like, maybe he's evil, or maybe, he's good, evil. All kinds of names were getting thrown around. It turned out the guy he got kicked out of several churches.
He probably scared everybody.
Yes. Oh, and people, the fear, I have audio tape of eyewitnesses that say, are describing what they're describing is when the sun shines on the ocean, you get that glimmer effect, that kind of thing would be coming off, say, the back part of the guy's head and around his shoulders and stuff. And they were saying on the tape that, this is really scary. Don't talk to too many people about it. And, they would describe it as the same color, just random people, like a gold, kind of a yellowish gold color. And even wings sometimes.
Wow.
I would assume.
Was he a nice guy? I guess he was.
Yeah, but the guy was, he was hurting. He was having a lot of trouble with it because he really couldn't get anybody. Now, this guy could have been their father. He was older, much older than 16. He was probably like 35, 40 years old. But people his own age couldn't deal with it, or they wouldn't come out to take the ridicule. You know, I mean, you know, pastors and churches, and they can't really say they see that, really, because they'll lose their parish.
Kevin, did this guy know that he had this halo?
He knew it from the first day, he said. He said he knew it from the first day that it happened. He said it came from just him doing a simple prayer. You know how people will pray at night before they go to bed?
Sure.
They'll look in the mirror and say, God, tomorrow would you please take care of me all day long? Well, he said that he normally didn't go to church, wasn't that religious, but he just decided one day he was going to allow God to take over his life for a 24-hour period, and then next day the halo was sighted, and it was everybody.
Wow. Now, whatever happened to the guy?
The guy's still around, and he's disabled now. He ended up living with this thing for 20 years. This goes all the way back to the 90s, and he ended up having a stroke and ended up on a walker, disabled, and he's kind of, I guess he's a little, you know, he's trying to fight the anger.
Up there in age.
Go ahead.
He's up there in age, so he's holding on.
He's close to 60, not that old, but he looks young. He looks in his 40s. He hasn't aged at all since this happened. It's weird. It's a little scary there that his age doesn't show on his face.
I wonder if we can track him down.
Well, you don't have very far to go, George, because the guy is me.
He's mean? He's you?
No, because the guy is me is why.
You're the guy?
I'm the guy. You know, and I don't want to boast or brag about myself, because it's not important what people see around you really physically anyway. It's what you got inside, right, George?
That's absolutely right. This is amazing.
Well, you know what? I don't blame people anymore, because I tell you what, here's the problem, George, and I'll get off in a second, is that it's the responsibility that comes with the knowledge that you get from it. You see, you get a certain way of looking at life and looking into people past their skin. You see, you can tell when a person's lying to you.
Sure.
That's the worst part. I mean, I can't tell every thought of them, but it's almost like you get the experience being like God.
Do you still have this halo, Kevin?
Oh yeah, I just had a family call me a couple of weeks ago. A wife, a husband, and a daughter. Both described it the same way, and then they invited me to their church, and of course the church didn't really go for it. I don't talk too much about it anymore, because, you know, I end up in a psychiatrist's office, and they'll just say, look, we got some medicine for you, you know.
Well, don't they see this?
What's that?
Don't they see the halo?
Oh, I think they do, but I think that it's probably, another interesting thing about it is that from what I've been told, it is affected by the people in the area. Like, in other words, I used to think it was something that I had, and it was exclusive, and I was some kind of awesome guy. You know, it went to my head.
Literally.
but it isn't. It is affected by other. It's like everybody has a halo on their head, but for some reason, you know how you guys talk about energy vampires and zappers and all? Well, it somehow gets magnetized, or it gets taken toward me, like lint in a dryer. All their energy comes, and that's what I think lights it up, is I pull all the energy or something, maybe.
That's a good point. Kevin, can I put you on hold? Can we get a number from you?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I'm going to do that. You are, I want to talk to. That's amazing. Kasia in San Diego, you're with us. Hi, Kasia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mr. Norrie. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You are very welcome.
I love your show. I work nights, and I listen to it every night. It's the best show on radio.
Great. What do you do?
I'm a pharmacist.
Oh, are you? Okay. Into those late night places, huh?
Yes, sir. I work at a 24-hour pharmacy.
I bet you have all kinds of stories for us there.
Oh, I do. But my story tonight, I actually have two questions kind of tied together. The first is, back at the beginning of March, there was some news that came out about some pyramids that were unearthed in Crimea,
mm-hmm.
underwater and under land. And there was coverage on it for about a week or so, and then it kind of just went away as if no one was talking about it. And I'm not saying it's necessarily true. I just, like I said, I haven't heard much about it. And it doesn't seem as if you've covered it on your show. Maybe I missed the episode.
I think maybe we're talking about the Bosnian pyramids. Is that possible?
Well, as far as I knew, they were found in Crimea. And there were supposedly 37 pyramids that they think that are underground and underwater. And supposedly, they are older than the Egyptian pyramids. They're supposed to be the oldest pyramids on Earth.
That would be a great story.
Yeah, and I heard about it in March, and like I said, I don't really necessarily know if it's true, but it was on a lot of posts online, and there were some pictures put up and lots of things about it, but it's not really being covered, so I figured you'd be the expert on this kind of stuff, figured if you've heard about it before.
There are a lot of people who claim that it's a fake story.
Okay.
37 pyramids, but that
right.
it's a fake story. Could be the reason why we really haven't dived into it.
Right. Yeah, well, my second question kind of was that tying into that, wondering if perhaps this had something to do with the conflict that's going on around Ukraine and Crimea and that.
Those people who believe in this story believe that's why they're fighting.
Yeah.
Which would make sense.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get Linda Moulton Howe to check it out for us.
Yeah, if you hear anything legitimate about the story, if you hear any legitimate sources with some information, it would be a great topic to hear on the radio.
Okay, we'll do that. Thanks, Kasia. One of our challenges, of course, is to sift through all these stories and to try to bring the truth out in these. You know, we want to investigate all kinds of things, UFOs, Bigfoot, you name it, but I want some truth to it. Because for every one good story, there's 9 frauds out there, and we got to sift through that, and that's not easy. It really isn't. Okay, Tom's with us. You got another text message for us, Tommy?
I sure do. A text from Brian in Toronto. Hey, George, I'm a tech junkie and love all the new stuff that comes out almost every month, I think. What is the one new technology thing that you look forward to happening?
You mean that we don't have yet?
Right. That's what I think he means.
That's a good question. I think we need? Maybe we haven't. I don't. But do you have on your television at home, do you have like Netflix or Amazon or something
yes.
like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know when you want to look for a movie in the search,
mm-hmm.
it's a pain in the neck.
Oh, big
you
time.
Have to type in these letters one at a time. Now, some of them have a system where, let's say you're looking for The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Okay.
You put Adventures or ADVEN.
And it brings up all the
and
movies
they bring them all up.
Yeah.
I would love to see that voice activated. I don't think
great.
They have that yet, do they?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So you would just say into your little remote, Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
And the movie
And the
pop
movie
up.
Pops up.
Or it pops up, we don't have it.
Because that typing thing is a pain.
It is a pain. You know what I'm looking forward to? Paint. I heard that they're coming out, or they're going to have in the future, paint TVs, where you just literally paint the wall.
And then hook up the wires to it.
No, the wires are in the
paint?
In the paint, in the mold, in the compound, yeah.
That's bizarre.
Wild, isn't it?
It's that thin.
It'd be great.
Paint thin.
I think that's a long way away, but I think that's cool.
And what do they charge per gallon?
I don't know.
You could paint. What if you painted the entire wall?
Well, no, because there
like a 25-foot painting.
There'd have to be a viewing restriction, just like TVs.
How could there be?
Well, because when you paint something that big,
you simply paint it,
right.
and then you have a remote for it.
I didn't read about a remote.
Do you have to paint buttons on there to turn it on?
No, I'm sure it's all there.
Sometimes technology goes a little too far.
Yeah, but how cool would that be?
That would be cool if you know how to paint.
There's going to be so much cool stuff on this earth when we're gone.
Let's not talk about going. I'm not checking out yet. Are you?
No, not at all.
All right. Peggy in Winnipeg. Thanks, Tom. I'll check you out now, though. You're off. Peggy.
Good morning, George.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My uncle in Germany, his favorite candy was lightsabers. And my mom would send him boxes of them, the peppermint ones.
And why did they call them lifesavers? Do you know why?
I you know what? You got me.
The little hole in them, in case you were choking on one, you could still breathe.
Okay. That makes sense.
And it also looked like a little lifesaver, right?
Right.
Like that you'd throw out to somebody who was drowning.
Almost like a lifesaver, like the life raft,
yeah.
Right?
No, like those little round things that they throw out.
Yeah. And anyway, I've been trying to get a hold of them. My mom passed away a couple of years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. And my daughter's turning 30 this year, and she has his address, but she won't give it to me.
Why not?
That's just the way she is, George.
She won't give it to you?
No, she won't even talk to me.
How long has that been going on?
And I got a daughter who's 16. She was my birthday baby. Now, here's something really ironic.
You get along with the 16
now? You want to talk karma?
Yeah.
My youngest daughter is 16. She was born on my birthday. She weighed the same as me.
How cool is that?
She was born the same time as me.
That's strange.
Everything. And the doctor had a big fight with me the day before because she had all the paperwork done for the 31st of June.
Does she look like you?
She looks like my husband.
Ah.
But she has my personality.
So I sense, I got about a minute here, Peg. I may hold you over, but I sense you're upset about something, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
What is
it? Because I want to get a hold of my uncle, and I don't know how to do it.
And nobody else can find him for you?
No, he lives in Germany. He's a double amputee.
God, there's got to be somebody who could find him. Is he a German or a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, he's a German. I'm a German. I used to go to Germany a lot when I was a young girl. But I don't have an address for him.
And what city was he last in?
Heilbronn. That's the last I know.
You know, somebody, I want you to give Tom your information because I think he can somehow get out to Germany with some of our guests that are out there. I mean, he's a double amputee, you said?
Yeah.
That's not hard to find out there, right?
No.
Somebody
like that. He's really sick.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Peg and Tom will get your information, and then we'll go to work on it for you. Maybe we can help you find him. Simple as that. Cheer up. Cheer up. We'll be back with more. Hey, on Saturday, Lisa Gar will be doing Coast to Coast. Make sure you're listening. She does a great job. And then Richard Surrett, our buddy from Toronto, will be doing the Sunday night programs. Two great hosts doing some remarkable work for us here. Holding up those weekend shows for us and filling in for me during the weekday. We're going to come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. More open lines. Don't go away. And welcome back to Coast. Here we go. Hey, I'm going to do something a little differently just for a moment. I'm going to select three people, put them all on hold, and then go to them really fast. And then I'm going to keep them on hold because, you know, they're waiting for open lines. But I'm going to ask them a question. And it's going to be so fast, they won't have time to do anything but to say what it is or not. If the first person who's right gets five books, great books from past guests. So we're going to have Peggy in Bristol, Tennessee. Peggy, you're going to be up in a second. We've got Joe in San Antonio, Texas. And we've got Frank in Hollywood, Maryland, with this question. And I'm going to start with you, Peggy. So let's go to you. Peggy, you ready?
Yes.
Who's Gordie Howe?
Oh, sorry, who is who?
All right, you don't know, so hold on. I'll get to you in a second. Let's go to Joe in San Antonio. Joe, who's Gordie Howe?
He's a broadcaster.
All right, Joe, I'm going to put you on hold. And let's go to Frank in Hollywood, Maryland. Frank, who's Gordie Howe?
He's a retired hockey player.
You got it. So when this is done, I'm going to keep you on now for open lines, but when you're done, stay on hold, and I'll get your address, and you get five books.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
There you go. So what's going on?
Not a whole lot. I wanted to thank you for that St. Patrick's Day tribute, the two songs. Old Danny Boy was my late mother's favorite song.
Oh, it's a great song, isn't it?
Right. And you don't, I'm African American, but you don't have to be Irish to appreciate it. Now, what I wanted to talk to you tonight about, a short retrospective on past shows that scared the living daylights
sure.
out of me.
Sure. What were they?
Number one, the Black Eyed Children.
Oh, me too. Creepy.
Number two, people disappearing at our national park.
Yep.
That scared me. And then the Planet X bumping into Earth, which I don't believe. It scared me, but I don't believe it. And then when President Eisenhower supposedly met these aliens, do you think that had anything to do with his heart trouble, or did he have heart trouble before?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. One would never know, but I'm going to put you on
and
hold.
And one other thing.
Yeah.
You remember when Sid Caesar died back in the middle of the winter?
Yeah, I sure do.
Well, something is wrong. I saw his obituary 10 years ago.
That's like Jack Palance, that actor.
And then
people killed him off way before he died.
Have you ever heard of a British actor named Sir Stanley Baker?
No, I have not.
All right, well, I thought he was dead. he's dead now, but when I thought he was dead, he was very much alive. He's a British actor that starred in the films of the British in India and Shakespeare and different things.
Okay.
And I'm sure you have a list of people you thought were dead but are very much alive.
I thought he's dead now, but I thought Jack Palance had died years ago, and he didn't. I don't know how that happens.
I saw his obituary, but yeah, he's another one that he died supposedly, but then he was alive, and then he's dead for sure now.
Just be glad, Frank, we don't read our obituaries.
No, I don't want to read that one. Thank you very much.
Okay, George. I'm putting you on hold. We're going to get you these books. Gordie Howe was a great hockey player. Wayne Gretzky finally beat his all-time goals. But Gordie used to play primarily for the Detroit Red Wings. And then he went to play for the Hartford Whalers. And I think he went to play for Winnipeg. I'm not sure. A long time ago when they had a hockey team, too. Now we go back to you, Peggy. Sorry we didn't get you the books, but maybe another time, huh?
Oh, that's fine. I didn't hear the name, but I wouldn't have known anyway. I don't follow hockey, so... But I just wanted to let you know I am addicted to your show.
Well, thank you. That's a good thing. If you're going to have an addiction, it might as well be this radio show than something
else. That's right. I wanted to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, I went to spend the night with a cousin. And her mother was ill. She had cancer and was dying. And when I had never spent the night there before, and we were back in her bedroom, and she said that she wanted to show me something. She said, "I have a heart. Would you like to see it?" And I didn't know what she was talking about. So she said she had to cut the lights out to show me.
Huh.
And I never really knew if this was true or not. I always thought I dreamed it. But she brought this heart out of a closet, and it was glowing, and it was beating.
Whoa.
And then she put it back in the closet and turned the lights back on. And I never really spoke about it to anybody because I thought maybe it was a dream. About a month ago, I had lunch with her, and I had not seen her in years. And we talked for a long time, and then I said, "You know, I need to ask you a question." And I told her the story of the heart. And she said, "Okay." She said, "You're giving me cold chills." She said, "I don't remember that. I don't know."
Doesn't remember it?
She said, I don't remember showing you that.
Oh,
but she said,
okay.
When she was, she said when her mother was ill, she used to sleep with her. And she said one night she put her hand under her mother's pillow. And she said there was a heart there and it was beating.
Under the pillow.
Under the pillow. And she said, to this day, I will not put my hands under my pillow to sleep. She said, I don't know why I would have shown you that. I don't recall that.
Did she keep that heart?
No.
She didn't keep it. Okay.
No, she said she didn't even remember having it.
Would you have been dreaming?
I think it might have been a dream, but it was strange that I would have dreamed of the heart, and she...
And it really happened to her.
And it really happened to her.
That's a strange, strange story.
Isn't that strange?
But I like that one. Peggy, thanks for that. Joe's in San Antonio now on the wild card line. Hey, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Hey, George, thank you for taking my call. You know, that was a very unfair question. You should have asked, who is George Gervin? Anyway.
You would have probably got me. Basketball. Yeah. Basketball, right?
George Gervin, the Iceman from San Antonio, Spurs.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay. Basketball.
Anyway, let me tell you, my sister is a Salesian nun. She runs a school out there in Bellflower, California, right there by you. And anyways, 2 weeks ago, I was having throat problems. I wound up with this ear, nose, and throat doctor. He wants to do a biopsy.
Okay.
2 weeks ago. He takes out my uvula and a couple of white spots in my throat. They come back cancerous.
Oh, boy.
I talked to him the next day. He says, we need to go in. And you have another section on your soft palate. He goes, if we take it out clean, you're fine. No treatment necessary. If not, then we do radiation and chemo. So anyway, yesterday morning, George, I had surgery at 8 o'clock Central Time.
Joe, you sound great.
I know. Listen, my sister told me, I have every nun in the United States praying for you at 8 o'clock Central Time Thursday morning yesterday. And I went in there, and I could feel the power of their prayer. I'm religious. I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
But I felt so calm. I go in there. I was in surgery for almost 2 hours. Everything came up fine. He pulled out my left tonsil for good measure because it was closest to the whole mess. He wanted to keep me the night, but then he said, you know, everything went so smooth. If you drink your lunch and eat a dinner and hold it down, you can go home. At 9 o'clock last night, I was watching my Spurs take game 2.
Unbelievable. Good for you.
I've got 35 stitches in my throat.
You sound as normal as anybody I've heard.
I went to HEB today. You know, I'm fine. My throat hurts. I have trouble swallowing. He took off so much of my soft palate that if I don't drink right, my fluids go up my nose. But he said, you'll learn how to swallow, you know, you'll adjust.
Good for you.
Isn't that wonderful?
Keep fighting the good fight, my friend.
I had a two-week battle with cancer. Jesus.
You got it. But you beat it.
Player.
And you keep beating it. I'll tell you that. And you're listening to us on WOAI, our favorite station in San Antonio. Number one, by the way. Let's go to Debbie in Elizabeth, Pennsylvania. Hey, Deb, go ahead. You still with us? Nope. She's gone. I hear you breathing, Debbie. Nope. Let's go to Kathleen in Houston, Texas. Hi, Kath.
Hey there. Happy Friday.
You too.
I love your show, by the way.
Well, thank you.
And I would have known the answer because Gordie Howe and his both his sons were on the Houston Aeros at one time back in the day. So I would have gotten the answer.
Were they on Houston? Yes, sir. Did you even have a hockey team?
We sure did. We had the Houston Aeros.
What happened to them?
I think they got beamed up or something. I don't know where they happened.
They're gone. I know they played for the Hartford Whalers, too, didn't they?
I don't know. I just pay attention if they're Houston.
Let me know that. Tommy, check it out.
But anyway, but back when I was growing up, because I was born in 50, we had TV show, kids shows, and this gentleman was introducing all these different science fiction things, and he was dressed like an astronaut, and his name was Cadet Don. Well, he was an actor named Don Travis. Then later on, he moved out to California. Well, his son, Ike Eastman, became a child actor and did all these Disney movies, really good Disney movies. And I just thought that was most interesting.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Do you remember Soupy Sales?
Of course I do.
He originated in Detroit, and then off to L.A. he went, and he hit it big.
Well, you just never know. It's just God's plan, you know?
Yep. Sure is.
So thank you for everything, and God bless everybody.
Okay, you take care. We've got time for a couple more quick calls. Jack in Lansing, Michigan, it's your turn, Jack. Go for it.
Thanks, George.
Sure thing.
Gordie definitely did play for the Houston Aeros after Hartford. But back to your Skybar candy bars, I know where you can buy them all the time, maybe not out in L.A., but the Cracker Barrel stores nationwide carry them on their candy wall all the time.
Really?
Yes, they do. They carry a lot of all the old candies.
I got mine from Amazon, but it's good to know that they're out there. I love those things. I mean, you got to be careful that I don't eat the whole case.
Yeah, if the store doesn't have it in, they definitely can get it, because each store, the manager, but they do carry Sky Bars.
Okay, that's great.
And that's it. And,
okay.
I always, I miss the old Mars bar, just the regular Mars bar.
That was great, too.
With the two almonds on it. And
yep. Do they still make Clark bars?
Right. Yep. Oh, yeah. Clark, Zagnut, et cetera, on the food wall at Cracker Barrels.
Growing up in Detroit, every once in a while I'd go to Chicago to take in a Cubs game at Wrigley Field. And I fell in love with Chicago-style hot dogs. Now, these are the ones, they have the casing, right? So when you bite into it, it has that little snap to it. And they're special buns that they had. They have poppy seeds on them. And just Google the recipe. I mean, it's great. It's just a great hot dog. And I have found the company that makes the buns. And I ordered some. Now, you might think I'm weird, but I ordered two packs and made some of these dogs. I gave some to Tom. He thought they were the best hot dogs he's ever had. It's interesting how you can just find all these old-time things you used to do as a kid. They're still out there. And we never have to grow up. We never have to worry about that at all. Anyway, let's sit back. It's Friday night. And, of course, how do we end this program? Here we go. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burles, George Knapp, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe.